Morning. Thank you for calling AstrologyAnswers.com customer service department. My name is Eloise. How may I assist you?
Are you a supervisor?
Yes, ma'am. How can I assist you?
I've been trying. Do you have my account up there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm about to pull that up. Just one moment. Okay. I do have the account information. And
okay.
You've not been able to view your to receive your extended horoscope.
Well, what happens is, and it's been at least 3 weeks, to almost right after I paid the last payment, I get. I know you're probably familiar with the way it comes. It gives you about 3 sentences, and then you click the button more, and you get the whole reading, right?
I'm sorry, I haven't done. Previously received a daily horoscope, but I do know it's a.
Say that again.
I haven't received a daily
oh,
horoscope, so I'm not sure how it's showing, but it is more than your free
Nobody
daily
knows
horoscope.
What it looks like. I don't understand. I will tell you this, and I don't want to be derogatory, but for people that work with this, especially, you know, you guys should know what it looks like. That's the way I feel, but maybe I'm wrong. Anyway, so it gives you 3 or 4 sentences, and then you have to click a button that says more, and then it brings you into the whole extended horoscope and an explanation, that you know, the body of it. So when I've been clicking more and I get into where it's supposed to say extended horoscope, there's just a blank. There's nothing. And that's been happening for at least 3 weeks. So I get it. And I've received it for years, and it's been fine. So I don't know. It has to be, to my mind, a tech issue. But it doesn't seem like anybody's been trying to rectify it from the IT department. And that's what's so frustrating. And you can see that I keep trying because I like it. And I, you know, I don't even want the $4.99 back for the month. I don't want that. I just want it to work. And it's been very frustrating because it's getting nowhere. And I keep trying. The other day I was on for 45 minutes. So it shows that I want it. But, you know, I'd like to see something happen. And the alternative maybe is that it's sent to my another email that I have. Maybe it's not working well with this email anymore. So I'm running it by you because I'm so frustrated. And I'd like to know what you think.
Yes, from what I'm showing, the last information you should see for me from February. Are you trying to pull that back up from the information in February?
Say that again. I don't.
The last information you should be seeing is from February. Is that what you're trying to pull
what
up to view again for your daily horoscope?
I don't know what you mean. But so you're showing that it didn't come. I know I can get through this. It's just okay. So I made a payment on February 28th of $4.99 for the next month. Okay. Now some people see that. But some people see that after February 28th, it was canceled. So I've seen two alternative views from people. What do you see?
It was canceled on the 28th. It's completed on
the
28th.
No, but I paid $4.99 on the 28th for the next month. So maybe that's the problem. I don't know, but I don't care about the $4.99. Yeah, I did pay it. Some people see that. I've talked to quite a few customer service people. Some of them do see that I paid that $4.99 for the next month and say that it's up on March 28th. Some of them say what you say, that it was canceled, but it was paid. I can tell you that. It's $4.99. It's not going to hurt me either way. I'm so so there's no reason for me not to tell you the truth. And I have a receipt for it on my computer.
Give me one moment, please. Sorry, I'm still here. Just one moment, please.
Oh, I appreciate your helping me. I'm getting kind of tired of it.
I'm so sorry about that. We'll get this clear. Just one moment.
What was that? I'm sorry.
No, just letting you know that we will get this clear for you in just one moment.
Just shows me that I have perseverance. I guess that's a good quality. Yep, here's my receipt. Order date, February 28th. I have the receipt right here. I could probably email it to you. Extended daily horoscope, credit card, $4.99. So it was not canceled. It was paid for. Thankfully, I kept the receipt. And I have the order ID number, if that helps.
Yes. Well, I do see that that charge did go through for the 28. And you have logged into
right.
Your members area?
No, I don't know how to do that. Do I have to go to astrologyanswers.com?
Yes, you may want to go to visit that. Or if you like, I can request a link to be sent to you. The only thing is the link may take about 3 to 5 business days to be re-emailed to send to. To be emailed to you again. Yes, sir.
Hold on. This is terrible, the whole thing. I don't believe anyone. Okay, so I just went into Astrology Answers. What the?
So you need to type in members.
What do I have to type in?
Members.astrologyanswers.com.
Okay, hold on. Okay, so I have read your contact us, login. The login thing is what I'm looking for?
Yes, ma'am. Once you type in members.astrologyanswers.com, the page should come up where you can log in with your email.
I don't know what my forgot your password. This is going to be Ay, 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 ay. I tell you, it's maybe I should. Okay, now I have to look for verification email. Please check your inbox. Okay. Okay, here it is. Reset my password. Okay, hold on 1 second. Oh, whoops, your password. Oh, God. One lowercase, one number, and one special character. Okay. Can't stand it. Okay, hold on. Has been reset. So now it's showing me my profile picture. Oh, and I have to put the new password in. Okay, just 1 second. Hold on. Okay, your profile has been updated. I have to put that. Oh, I already saved them. Okay, so that's good. So
Don't worry,
now,
but
what
if
do
you
I do? I go into. No, okay. How do I get back into logging in? Work. Let me try to get into it again.
Okay.
And I just didn't ever deal with this. So it's members.astrologyanswers.com.
Yes.
Is it members plural?
Yes, with an S.
Okay, hold on. Well, I guess I'm logged in. It says, "Welcome to your members area."
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
So now what do I do?
So, from there, if you go up to the top, and if you need to speak to any psychic, you can click on psychics and it will show you which ones are available. Or if you do have access to Soul Space, you can click on that option and it should give you any information. If you click on My Library, it should give you any access to any books that you may have access to read. So you can just choose from the top and I'll just
So
gives you
what does horoscopes do?
It will give you your daily, weekly.
So if I click on daily. Daily horoscope. Okay. So this is the one I'd be getting otherwise, right?
Yes.
Okay. So this is in other words, the same terminology that my extended would have every day.
That should be the one, yes.
It doesn't have the extended, you know, they always give you other stuff besides your horoscope reading to just, you know, I don't know, underscore the importance of certain things. But, I mean, this is a way to do it. So it's members.astrologyinches.com. And I can do that for now. But, and I know, I'm sorry, I'm just trying to get this right. On March 28th, I would have to pay again, right, for the next month?
Yes, ma'am. Let me just make sure that's what you would have to do. Give me one moment.
I really appreciate speaking to you. I wish I had spoken to a supervisor 3 weeks ago.
Yes, I'm not a problem.
Not that the customer service people aren't okay, but you know that. I guess that's why you're a supervisor.
Yes, one moment, just one moment, please. I'm so sorry, I'm still here. Just one moment, please.
Okay, no problem.
Sorry, just one moment, please.
That's fine. This reading today is so relevant. How to work with money.
Okay, and I'm so sorry for that, Hope, and appreciate your patience. So for next month, you will have to purchase a new one, definitely, so you can continue to view it.
Right, but you know, I wasted the $4.99 for this last month. That's okay, but someone should say they're sorry about that, because it's been over 3 weeks that I haven't received it properly, and that's why I keep calling. So I would like someone to tell me, at least, I'm sorry you spent that money and didn't get anything. I mean, don't I deserve that at least?
Yeah.
A little?
Yes, definitely. Yes, definitely.
But of course, I won't get that back, because I'm starting not to believe in astrology after all this experience. So if I pay, I want it switched to another email.
Yes.
Because
so
it's
one,
not working right on this email.
Oh, I see. Yes. So, well, once you place your new order, you can place it with that new email.
How do I place it with a new email?
It just
asks for $4.99. It doesn't, can't you do that? Someone else do? When I pay, it just automatically takes it off my card. It doesn't ask me about an email or anything.
Let's see. Okay, let me see if it'll allow me to do it. I'm so sorry. So it's not, it does not let me place that order or see if I have the option. Okay. If you don't mind, you can call us back in the afternoon and we can see if we can go ahead and place that new order for you.
Why
if you want to check out
now?
The, because the system's not allowing me to go to that next page. It just keeps freezing on me.
What does that mean? This is what I always encounter, you know. Why is the system not allowing you to do that? I kind of want to keep calling. You don't understand.
Yes, ma'am. I'm so sorry.
I'm almost 80. I can't take it. I can't. There's got to be a better way. I don't even know why I continue to do this. I really don't. But, you know, here again, I'm stopped because you can't. The system's not allowing you. Why? Why can't I switch to another email? And what good would it do for me to call back the 80th time, probably the 10th time this afternoon? What good would that do? Why wouldn't someone tell me the same thing you're telling me?
Let me see if I can get someone else to assist you. Maybe just on my side that it's not working. Give me one moment, please.
Oh, no. Really? Another person?
Give me one moment, please. To apologize, me just one moment.
I just want to give up so badly. Why can't I give up? Why am I doing this?
I'm so sorry about that. Me just one moment.
Well, no one's sorry. And then I don't, you know, it's automatically taken off of my card. So even if I don't want to go forward, I don't know. Not working right, to say the least. No tech people are helping, nobody. I mean, can you talk to tech people?
No, ma'am, I'm sorry, not I would have to.
But what?
Let me see. I'm trying to see if I can get it to where I can get it fixed. Give me one moment, please. here, just one moment, please.
Okay, I'm holding. Because I have a feeling it's not working right with that particular email, and tech really isn't helping. I don't think they will. So the only alternative to me is to put it on my other email.
Okay, so I'm so sorry. Looks like the only option I have at this time is to place an escalation to get this requested for you.
Everybody has done that, but so you can't switch my email? I mean, it's been escalated 4 times so far. And, you know, I don't, if this were the second time I was calling, I would buy it. But if you look through the notes, I've called at least 10 times, and everyone has escalated it, and nothing has happened. So I think you would understand if I don't find it extremely, you know, that I don't believe in it. It's not going to do anything. They've escalated and escalated and escalated. And I want to tell you something. I like the astrology and everything, but I really don't like the company. It's very haphazard so far, and that's not good for a company. So, you know, I'm very disillusioned in the company. And you have to give me credit for persevering and trying. I'm 76 years old, and I keep doing this over and over and over. I've never had to do this with a company before. So something's not right with this company, but that's not my purview, you know. I'm just telling you, you might check into that. I mean, the customer service people are often not on it. They don't know what they're talking about. It's been escalated at least 5 times. Nobody's done anything. I ask yourself how you would feel. Wouldn't you feel extremely frustrated and like not believe that anything's going to be done? All I want is for it to be switched to another email. And why is that so? I don't know why that's so difficult. Somebody should be able to do that. You just told me there was someone else you thought might be able to help with that. Why is that such a difficult proposition?
So sorry. It's just we do have to have that. Go through management so they can make sure it is updated. But since you are going to start a new purchase, it would be best if you enter your new email once you place the new purchase.
But I can't. You don't understand. I will. I'll be home. Please listen to me. They just take it off my card. There's no chance for me to switch anything. It's automatically taken off my card. All I can do is see the receipt. It's not saying, you know, it's not doing a thing where it's showing the email or any. You do understand what I'm saying, don't you?
Yes, sir.
So I don't have a chance. It's just taken off. And just put on the same email without me even trying anything. That's why it has to be done before I make that payment's taken off. Do you see what I'm saying? I can't do this. I feel like I'm interviewing for a job or something. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes, I'm giving just one moment. Let me see if I can.
I have no chance to switch the email. They just take the money off. And I'm sure there's got to be a way to switch the email, but it has to be done before they take that money. Another 45 minutes. Oh my God. It's okay. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here. I'm still looking to see if I can go ahead and update that email. Give me just one moment, please.
Okay. So today will be about an hour I've been on the phone. Yesterday was 45 minutes. You can see that I've been trying, right?
Yes, Mom, there is notes on the account. Okay. What's that new email?
The new email would be, you see the movie Maven 77 part, right?
Yes.
And it would be at gmail.com instead of at att.net. So it would be moviemaven77@gmail.com.
Okay.
And I think that's just an easier email for things to happen on.
Okay, let me just confirm if it does update.
Say that again?
I'm just going to check and make sure it does update.
Okay. I really appreciate your help. You're the first person that's actually helped me. I could have asked for a supervisor in the beginning.
Yes, ma'am. Just one moment, please. Let me just one moment. I'm about to confirm. Okay. Well, try that again. So it does not seem to be accepting the update. And I know you
Why?
Are sure members is not coming up. Sorry, let me see. Don't believe on the escalations, but I will have to place that one more time, and hopefully this time it will be taken care of, because it's not working for me.
Why is that?
It must be just the system is not allowing the change.
Well, so what am I going to do? Because they're just going to take the money off and put it back in that same account email again. And I can't do that. So what am I going to have to do? Cancel it and then restart it again? Or I don't know what to do.
That may be the best option, because it's not a
isn't that pathetic?
Maybe update.
Do you think that's right for me to have to do?
I wish it was an easier way for you, but it's not. We can go ahead and place that escalation one more time and see what we will.
And what are they going to do?
Review the information to make sure that email can be updated and you can continue to receive your extended daily.
Review the information to make sure it's going to be updated to what?
For your new email, and see if you can continue to receive your extended daily horoscope.
So have you sent on the escalation, you've included that I want it to be changed to another email?
Yes, ma'am.
So if I have to cancel it and redo it again, how do I do that? This is horrible, and I don't know if I want to do it. I don't want to go through all this. Do you blame me? It's insane. Oh, God. This is not right. It's just not right, is it? Do you think it's right for me to have to go through all this?
No, ma'am, and I'm so sorry. It's been that long for you.
So if I cancel it, what do I have to do? Call again to cancel it?
Yes, ma'am.
It's okay for you. You don't have to do it. So I have to call again to cancel it and then call again to put it through again? Really?
Once I complete this escalation, if you don't hear from us within 3 to 5 business days, give us a call back and I can check and see what's the update or see what if you would need to cancel, or maybe we can just complete that change.
But would I be notified of that change, or would I have to? I'd have to call in 5 days to see if it's done, or I wouldn't be automatically notified of the change.
Yes, so if it's if it is completed, you would just check your email, and you would be receiving an email.
And if that's not done in 3 to 5 days, then it's not going to be done, right?
Most likely we'll have to cancel.
And then call to reinstate it?
To place a new order for the extended daily, yes, ma'am.
I don't know what happened, and I don't know why this is happening. And I'll tell you what, I don't know if I want to take it off automatically. Is that the only way you do it? Because I don't like, there's no chance to deal with anything. Is that the only way you can pay, is an automatic taking it off?
Yes, ma'am. That's the only option we have.
So when you say when that happens, change your email, you're not aware that it doesn't give you a chance. It just takes it off the card. Right?
Once the order is place with your card information. Yes, that's will be automatically done unless you call to cancel it.
And you told me to change the email at that time, but you can't change anything. So
no, I'm sorry.
I should know this. You know, you've been helpful, but you guys should know the simple things, really. Like when it's taken off the card, you can't do anything. Those are simple things. I don't understand it. I'm not being punitive. I'm just saying I'm finding a lack of a lot of knowledge of certain things with this company. Even you, and you're so good, but you didn't know that I couldn't update it when it was taken off. And you guys should, right? Shouldn't you? Isn't it your job? It's not my job. I'm starting to feel like it is my job. Anyway, hopefully that works. I doubt it, and I'll have to do the whole thing. And it's another hour I've been on the phone, so thank you for your help.
Just, no problem,
I'll just have to figure
minute.
Out if it's important enough for me to go through this. Thank you. And once I cancel, I won't be able to get to my membership thing. I'd have to change them. Will the membership thing automatically still have the same password and everything?
For your previous information, yes.
It will still retain that information.
Yes, ma'am. Just if you place a new order with a new email, then you would have to look up at that, log in with a new email.
Thank you for your help. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you for calling.